Hello, this is Bonnie Rabakoff, and we're back inside the kitchen with executive chef Josh Ian and their beverage director, David McMullen. Gentlemen, again, thank you for inviting us into your kitchen. They are with Blanc Burgers, and we're going to be making their famous inside-out burger and truffle fries a little bit. But right now, I'd like to talk some more with Chef and the beverage director to learn about their personal journeys to this profession and their inspiration for what they do every day. Josh, Chef Josh, let's begin with you. Did you always know you wanted to be a chef?
No, definitely not.
Okay. What were you going to be when you grew up?
Actually, I was in college studying pre-med. Thought maybe I'd, be a doctor, but that didn't work out.
You're the second chef to tell me that. Chef Michael Turner at the Classic Cup was going to do that, too.
Really?
Yep. I think there's something about that science background that can take you there, but okay.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, ended up getting married to my lovely wife, Abby Jo. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to decide what we wanted to do. We got married young, and we knew we wanted to continue education, do something, and she had an idea to go to culinary school, and I thought that was a pretty terrible idea at first. And just, after mulling over it and talking about it over the next couple months, I just kind of had this epiphany one day, wouldn't it be great if we could have our own little restaurant someday? And it just kind of...
So it's about the vision.
That's where it started.
That vision. Where'd you go to school?
We were living in Kansas City at the time, and we moved to Arizona, where I'm from, and went to Scottsdale Culinary Institute. We actually went to school together, which was a lot of fun, and it just really took off from there.
And so you came back to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did our externship in southern Georgia at a resort down there. And from there, made a connection in Atlanta with Gunter Seeger, who had Seeger's restaurant at the time, which was a great restaurant. Mm-hmm. We ended up getting pregnant and having Elliot, decided it would be best to move back to Kansas City.
Kansas City's home.
Mm-hmm.
It's the great warm place with all the culture and the great restaurants, and it's home.
Yeah, we love it here.
We're glad you came back here. And so you hooked up with Ernesto and put the cooking and the beverages together.
Yeah, I had landed a job at 40 Sardines because I had known Michael and Debbie previously. I started working there, and after only a few months, we met Jennifer and Ernesto, who are our partners, and we actually, from there, they were opening up a place called The Drop, and that's where we first worked with them. We consulted, did that menu, and then I decided to take the plunge and, quit the job at 40 Sardines and, go for it. Mm-hmm. And then out of that came Blanc, and then the rest is history.
Bet you wish you could take that back.
The history. Well, it's also inspiring to hear how several of our chefs have been inspirations to one another. And just that time of learning with them, obviously Michael and Debbie have inspired a lot of the local chefs,
mm-hmm,
and
for
good
sure.
For them. Michael's going to be on the show next month, so we're looking forward to learning about his inspiration as well. So you had an extraordinary experience recently. I have to tell you, my knees would have been knocking on this one, so tell us about it.
A couple months ago, Thomas Keller, who's, I would have to say, I'm not the kind
king,
of person.
King is a good word.
Yeah, I'm not the kind of person that has idols per se,
yes.
But if I did, it would be him.
Thomas Keller, for those of you listening, is the executive chef and founder of the French Laundry in California.
Mm-hmm.
And extraordinary.
I mean,
extraordinary.
He's the kind of guy that, all the students in culinary school, his big cookbooks are the ones that they study and mm-hmm. drool over and fantasize mm-hmm. about. So he was in town a couple months ago for a book signing. He has a new cookbook out, and he was at Williams and Sonoma. And I was like, well, I guess I'll go. I'm not really into this whole, waiting in line fad mm-hmm. kind of thing, but mm-hmm. it's Thomas Keller, so I'll go. Ended up going, getting to chat with him. He asked about Blanc, and...
Next thing you knew, you were making dinner.
As I'm leaving the table, he said, well, that sounds good. Maybe we'll swing by and get a burger on the way out of town. And I was like, are you serious? So we raced back to the restaurant over in Leawood, told the guys, you better have your stuff together. You know, he's coming in. And he
okay, what did he order?
He, real simple, pretty much a classic burger.
That's actually...
With a few modifications.
Yep, yeah.
They got some truffle fries. I brought him out some of the shadow cheese curds because it was a local product I wanted him to try. Mm-hmm. And he actually got a dad's root beer.
How about that?
And they got a couple milkshakes as well and just tried a bunch of stuff. And it was, I mean, it was just an honor to have him come in.
It is. And that is. And so... I'd like to talk about the ongoing inspiration. So you put a restaurant together, the concept, you go to deliver it, roll it out, and it's going. What keeps you going? And you too, David, what keeps you going and inspired each day to come in and make great food and great beverage pairings happen?
Beer.
Now, David. not that part, but the word about
I am the
no
beverage
way.
Director.
Yes.
No, you know, it's just a lot of fun. We have a great partnership. The four of us, Josh, Jennifer, Ernesto, and myself, we get along really well, which makes it this whole process really smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I know Josh is looking at me funny. He's like, I don't really like you that much. But I have all of his contacts
for
beer.
Promise to behave at least
yes, for
in
now.
The morning, yes.
And then all the relationships, you know, we keep on, as we grow, we get to build more relationships. And that's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting new people, having, you know, strong relationships with these people. It just
and
makes
you're talking
it
about the customers
fun.
That come in and the
customers,
interaction,
but
feedback and
the not only from our guests that come in.
Yes.
I hate that word customers. I don't know why.
Okay.
I
guess.
Love the word guests.
We can say guests.
Our guests that come in, you know, we're growing into Little Rock into new avenues. You know, we're growing to Omaha. You know, I get to meet all new beer, you know, all new breweries.
Mm-hmm.
I get to
because
investigate.
Because you're maintaining that local wherever you go.
Right, exactly. So, you know, get to try new sodas, new beer. You know, I get to sample out a whole new menu with Josh again. You know, some of it'll be this, you know, a lot of it'll be the same, but we'll probably tweak a couple things. And that's always fun.
So the growing is an exciting piece for you. And Josh, what would you say? Inspiration. Every day you come in, that kitchen is hot. And there's so much work to be done and you're on your feet, and how do you stay inspired?
I mean, I think the challenge becomes, you know, striving for consistency. How can you perfect it, and how can you be consistent on a daily basis? And I think that's where we've really excelled. It's that anybody can open a great restaurant and have a good start, but I think being able to maintain it over a period of many years, I think is what really separates those restaurants. And then
I think one of the things is disappointing for the guests, as you put them, is going in with the expectation of getting a certain having a certain experience, and then it's disappointing.
Yeah, expectations are
and
huge.
That's just and to maintain that. And I'm particularly excited about it was your mayonnaise, and you had developed a special cap for the mayonnaise where instead of coming out in one squirt, it has three squirts on the top or two in an effort to be most efficient with your time. I'd never seen anything like that. But I think it's that innovation that keeps you as efficient as you are.
And as far as ongoing inspiration, we get to do fun things on the weekends and have fun with burger specials. And we'll even do appetizer specials that are not, you know, that are just out of the norm, just for fun. We'll do like a nice truffle risotto with some scallops or something, just throw it out there. And then obviously doing beer dinners, offsite events.
Special events is really helpful. And when we get back, we are going to cook in the kitchen with Chef Josh.